Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Madeline Welsh. She is an artist and an illustrator and an animator, too, and she's a Sitka Fellow this summer. She's teaching a workshop on Thursday night called Twigs to Tools, she's here to talk to us about that. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So, first question, I'm sure one you've heard many times. When did you realize that you were an artist?
Yeah, there's, obviously the kind of cliche answer, like, I love drawing from an early age. Kind of everybody had that, moment. So mm-hmm. I was, always making stuff. But I think the real reason I got into illustration and animation was because I was interested in so many different areas. So when I went to college, I went to a liberal arts school. Mm-hmm. And I did not know what I wanted to major in. I was interested in environmental studies and science and history and writing and all these different, aspects of academics. So I thought that illustration and drawing would be a way to kind of expand all of my interests. And I kind of go off the phrase, visuals make tough questions tangible. Mm-hmm. So there's that really awesome moment where you can explore any topic through a visual, which is, yeah.
What are some of the tough questions that you address in your work today?
So I think a lot of my work revolves around this question, what impact do I have here? I grew up in a really rural area in Hardwick, Massachusetts, and, on a farm and this huge garden. So I kind of was always interested in the environment and my natural surroundings. I kind of fostered this like consciousness in environmental work and activism. So I think a lot of my work addresses these questions. I'm really interested in food systems, mm-hmm. especially in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm moving towards. Yeah.
And you've described your work as playfully off-putting. Can you tell me what does that mean?
Yeah, I think, I really like to explore these strange creatures and ideas with color. And I think my work can be a little bit humorous and sometimes a little bit dark in topic, but also funny. And I try to, invite the viewer in with color or with pattern in line, things like that.
And where do you draw? You also said maybe also domestic imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit more about
that? So lately I've been dealing a lot with imagery of the home. Things like, the classic icon of that, home with a roof that everybody can
draw. Windows and the
door.
Yeah,
two windows with a little door. And then also, interior. So a rug that's kind of a shattered perspective. I really like playing with perspective and chairs and, windows. And I kind of like to use these symbols as a metaphor for, like, what if we treated our planet like the home? So mm-hmm. that's kind of one of the questions I've been playing with. I also really like domes, which is something that I have done with a couple pieces in the past. Yeah.
And that's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, they don't live in a dome, but you just illustrated the cover art for a Gimlet podcast that's coming out soon. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I did this piece called Daily Bread, which is kind of this, all the things we just talked about mm-hmm. with this domestic imagery inside of a dome surrounded by this flora of an imagined forest. Mm-hmm. And that kind of led me to work on this Gimlet piece called The Habitat, which is a serialized podcast about six astronauts living in an imitation or simulation Mars-like habitat on a mountaintop in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So it kind of draws on all the things I'm really excited about with, these questions about where will our home be in the mm-hmm. future. So I'm really excited that'll come out in, I think, September. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so tell me what else, how else do you draw inspiration for your work? What do you do to, if you have a blank sheet of paper or a blank screen in front of you, what do you do to kind of get the juices flowing?
Well, I always start, I'm really drawn to the figure. So I like to imagine, interesting creatures and faces. But I also like to look in the world around me. So I find a lot of inspiration from, just being outside. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really amazing thing about being one of the Sitka Fellows is because, I find myself, often in cities. But it's so nice to be in spaces that relate to the work that I'm making. Mm-hmm. So it's been so special and such a treat to be in this beautiful place, where I can hike and do all these things, swim, and then, come back and make the work that is inspired by these outside spaces. So,
And you recently made the transition to, or making the transition to, animation work. What's that like? What are the new challenges you're facing in becoming an animator?
Yeah, I think animation is this really exciting, sister of illustration. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities, but I think I was, about 2 years ago, looking at the drawings I was making, and I could imagine them moving. Mm-hmm. Like I was, drawing this windmill or pole, and I saw, eyes blinking and people interacting with each other. So I knew I had to kind of delve into these questions. And I also, another reason I'm interested in animation is the ability to collaborate with other people, to collaborate with audio artists, to collaborate with other animators, because a lot of the stuff, it's so time consuming. So you find yourself working in a team versus just alone. And I do like to work alone, but I think it can be nice to, share ideas and kind of, talk it through with someone else.
And I'm sure that, that opens up a whole new world of possibility for you, but it also opens up some new challenges like revision. You mentioned that, you're working on an app on your computer. You're working on with Photoshop and After Effects, and you can all of a sudden erase 10 steps back from what you've done. So
totally. I think I have this, somewhat unhealthy relationship with digital revision. Like, I love the undo button. And I was sitting with a friend once and drawing on my iPad, which is actually what I do a lot now. Mm-hmm. She was laughing because I was erasing this one line and redrawing it for half an hour. So it's this interesting interplay between, I love to be able to revise my ideas and rework things until I think it's, maybe not perfect, but something that's right. But it's also, you have to at some point shut the computer off and be like, I am done today.
Yeah.
And it's also important for me to, explore traditional media as well. So kind of finding that interplay of like maybe scanning something or, working with paint and ink and then bringing that into the computer as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And from traditional to less traditional media or more social media, you do have a pretty active Instagram page. And I personally follow a lot of artists on Instagram. And what do you think the role of social media plays in getting your work out there and getting people to see it or engage with it?
In the past, I was pretty cynical about social media. I didn't want to be spending too much time on it. But I also think that these platforms like Instagram and Behance and, other platforms, they are presenting a cool opportunity for artists to share their work and interact with each other. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think it's important to take advantage of that. It lets people see your work in between a place where they already are sharing photos with their friends and family. So, I think the art that I'm making, I want it to be accessible, that's really important to me. So, I don't want it to just be in a gallery space where not everyone will see it. So I think online there's a lot of opportunity there and it can be really exciting.
And you are teaching a workshop that you say is going to be accessible to all ages, right? Mm-hmm. So can you tell me about the workshop that's happening on Thursday night?
Yeah, my workshop is Twigs to Tools. I'm so excited about it. I have done this workshop before as an artist in residence at the center at Eagle Hill in Massachusetts. It was really fun. So I encourage everybody to, go out in nature and find something on the ground, whether it be, a dried up twig or a stone or a bone, a shell, and think about, how it could make some sort of interesting pattern and bring that to the workshop. I'll also have a bunch of stuff, so no need to do that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be making patterns with ink and, drawing images, but there's really no pressure. I want it to be super fun and loose. There's this when you sit down and you're drawing something on a blank piece of paper, there can be this pressure, and I kind of want to eliminate that. So this is really free, super fun, no art experience necessary. I hope we can do some collaborative drawings together, kind of passing around paper. Mm-hmm. They'll be all different sizes. So come along. It'll be exciting, I think.
And yeah. People get to take their art home with them.
Yes, totally. We will have all different types of paper, some for just practicing line work, but then you'll also take some stuff with you home that you make. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been speaking to Madeline Welsh this morning. She's a Sitka Fellow, an illustrator, and an animator. And she'll be teaching a workshop on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's called Twigs to Tools, and that will be at Yaw Chapel. It's free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Madeline.
Thank you so much for having me. And I will be sure to soak up my last moments of Sitka as well. We're here for 3 more weeks.
Oh,
it's been
no.
so amazing. Yeah. Love it here.
I hope it stays sunny for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Again.